We are live.
Hello and welcome, everybody. It is our pleasure and our honor to be with you, and so excited that some of you are joining us. And welcome, Dickens. Dickens, would you like to introduce yourself just a little bit so people know who we are and what we do and why they should listen to us?
Absolutely. Well, my name is Dickens. You know, me and Susan, we work together as colleague coaches. So our goal is to help as many people as we can. And we have a background in fitness, and we click so well together, and we related in so many aspects. So it's very easy to work, me and Susan work together and helping. And we have the same goal, the same outcome. We really want to help as many people as possible as we're going through this crisis. I don't want to call it by name because right now that's not the purpose of it. So that's what we're here to do. We want to help as many people as possible to get control of the emotions and how to handle a situation like this, you know, and that's what we're here to do.
Awesome. Yeah, so both Dickens and I are master coaches in NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, timeline therapy, and hypnosis. And so today's topic is how to be in control during uncertainty. And as Dickens said, you know, two words stand out in this sentence, right? Control and uncertainty. And it's interesting because Dickens, when you said crisis, but here's the thing. Things are always changing. Nothing, if we think about it, right, nothing stays the same ever. And the truth is, what we're faced with right now, the situation, is something that we may have never experienced before, and it might be a little shocking, right, to us. It's almost like, oh, now what? But the truth is, things are always changing. And the way I look at it is, if we can stay flexible, which is such an NLP strategy, to stay flexible, then we can take control. And the other, Dickens, as you and I were planning this, which is really, we don't have a script or anything, if we decided that what can we do to help, you know, what can we contribute to society that would be useful and helpful? And the first thing when we started to plan this, my thought went to a quote. And the quote is, when under pressure, most people don't rise to the occasion, but they sink to their level of training. So once again, when under pressure, most people don't rise to the occasion, they sink to the level of training. And when you said earlier, Dickens, an opportunity, right? You don't want to call this an opportunity. Well, I actually do. I want to be a little controversial. Yeah, I want to call this an opportunity. What if this is an opportunity for us to build the muscle that we need to not only break through this change, and if you want to call it a challenge, you can, but it's not a problem. It's simply a change. What if right now is an amazing opportunity to build a muscle that we need and deserve to have if we train so that we can move forward with strength and with courage? And as you said, Dickens, you and I, we come from fitness background. How do you build a muscle? You need resistance.
That's right.
Is this enough resistance for us or what?
I agree.
So what are your thoughts, Dickens?
Well, everything you said, I agree with. I agree totally, completely agree with everything you said. And one of the thing I would like to add on that is stress comes in so many different forms, you know. So the way it comes, when it hits your body, right, and our organs, heart, lungs, feel that stress, right? So some people describe stress as worried, fear, frustrations, you know, and uncertainty of things that we know, and some things that we think we know, but we do not know, and some stuff that we don't know. So, and that's what makes us stuck. Like, for example, when things happen, like in animal version, for instance, when they face some kind of in danger, there's three things they do. They either fight, flight, or paralyzed. But in humans being so, because of this crisis, there's three things we can do as well. And those three things, we either fight it, run, and or paralyze. Now, what I'm saying that as a joke, you know, if you're being attacked by a predator, there's no way you can take that down. So you just have to run, right? I'll be the number one person to run as well. But in this case, this is a situation where no one can fight, have control of, right? Nobody has control of this. So, but the three options you have, either one of those three. But the worst you can do is freeze. You don't want to paralyze yourself. And that's the purpose of having this topic that we're discussing about uncertainty. We don't know. Just because we don't know doesn't mean that we have to paralyze ourselves, because when we paralyze ourselves, our internal organs, everything inside of you gets worse. You know? So we wanna, our goal is to help people that are in that category, whatever you want to call it. I'm worried. Oh my God, I don't know what's gonna happen with my finances. I can't pay my bills, or I'm scared. So for me, the way I see it, the biggest problem, you know, for instance, you can be whether you have